So Amy, there's a few really important ingredients that go into beer, and one is especially important.
You must be talking about hops. You're not going to get far without it.
Absolutely. The hops industry has been growing in Michigan. We went from having roughly 300 acres of the crop about 4 years ago to over 1,000 acres today.
Wow.
We sent Ben Thorpe out into the field to investigate this rising industry.
The explosion of hops in the state is largely due to another growing industry, one you've probably heard of, craft beer. Hops are one of the four main ingredients to beer, which includes yeast, grain, and water. Rob Sarine is with MSU Extension. He says Michigan now ranks fourth in the nation for hop production.
We started off in 2008 with about a half acre out on Old Mission Peninsula and steadily grown, kind of mirroring the growth in craft breweries in Michigan.
Michigan currently ranks sixth in the nation for craft breweries with roughly 222. Sarine says farmers are trying to capitalize on the craft brewery industry in the state by selling directly to them.
So what you'll find is, you know, brewers using Michigan hops for some of the recipes. For others, they aren't. So for wet hop ales, it's perfect because the hops are grown right here. They don't have to pay for shipping hops in from out west.
But the reality is, despite an explosion in hop growth, most of Michigan's largest breweries still rely on hops from out west.
So this is our cooler where we store all of our hops.
This is Tony Hansen, the head brewer at Short's Brewery, which is based out of Bel Air, Michigan. He shows me a variety of boxes filled with different kinds of hops. Almost all of them have been shipped in from Washington.
You'll see most of these hops here coming from YCH. We also buy hops from Haas.
Hansen says they need tens of thousands of hops a year, and they need those hops to be identical in quality and kind to make beer flavors that are consistent.
So until the volumes start coming up and the consistency comes up, the quality comes up, we'll probably continue buying from the larger companies.
Hansen says they've had all kinds of hop growers show up at their brewery.
Now I'll have someone show up that has like 5 pounds. Like out in their car right now, and they say, hey, can you make some beer with this? And I'm like, well, sure, I could, but normally we need 100 times more of that.
Hansen takes me through Short's bottling line, which churns out roughly 3,000 cases of beer a day. The bottles flow around the arms of the machine, freshly filled and waiting for a label. Off to the side of the bottle line is the lab where beer scientists, that's an actual job title, test beers to make sure they'll stay up to Short's standards, even after months of sitting on store shelves.
When you're packaging it and shipping it out, you've got to know that it's 100% bulletproof, or you're just, you know, you're not only gambling with your reputation, but, I mean, you could make someone sick.
Short's is only a mid-sized brewery in Michigan, making roughly 35,000 barrels a year, compared to a brewery like Bell's, which turns out over 300,000 barrels of beer annually. Tony Hansen says once a brewery is mass-producing a beer, it's important that each flavor is consistent, which means hops growers have to produce a crop that's reliable both in terms of size and flavor. Michigan hop growers just aren't there yet.
But seen the hop quality come up quite a bit just in the last few years, so I'm feeling pretty confident about the Michigan scene. I'm hoping within the next few years they'll be right on par.
There's a lot of talk about quality in the hop industry and also in craft beer, and it starts with the hops.
This is Mark Moran, the sales and marketing manager for MI Local, a hop farm in Williamsburg, Michigan. The company harvests just over 300 acres of hops every year, and Moran says they're trying to meet the need they see from bigger breweries.
I think there was a calling for a farm like ours that was focused on high-quality processing, high-quality pelletizing, large volume growing for specific varieties that Michigan growers and Midwest growers and brewers could rely on consistently.
Moran says MI Local is the largest hop farm east of the Rocky Mountains. Michigan is ideally placed for hops growing. Hops grow between the latitudes of 35 and 55, putting Michigan smack in the middle of this area. But it's not just the acreage that makes MI Local important.
The processing facility is a $15 million facility. It's got a 30,000 square foot harvest building. It's a fully automated system. It's a fully automated building.
What makes the processing facility so important and so expensive is that it needs to be able to turn hops at the exact right moment in their growth cycle to get the quality brewers are looking for.
Once those hops come back from our lab reports, we have to send everything out to the lab, and they come back and they're in the wheelhouse of where that specific variety is averaged to be. So say a hop like Centennial, it needs to be between 6% and 8% alpha acid. We need to harvest.
Moran says they have a short window of days to get hops off the vine and palletize them, a process that turns hops into pellets for brewers, so they have the right specifications for brewers. An added layer of complexity is that certain strains of hop have been patented, and brewers can only buy them specifically from the growers that have the patent.
There's a lot of varieties that brewers use here locally and throughout the Midwest and on the East Coast that you can only purchase from Washington or Oregon or New Zealand or Australia. And those are some pretty, pretty great hops.
It's a large and involved process. And Moran says it's important that Michigan brewers are interested in supporting an up-and-coming hop operation.
The tough thing when you originally get into growing and harvesting is you've got a lot of breweries that are in contract already with large brokers out in Washington. Washington is hop growing country. And I know a lot of breweries locally are tied into contracts for some up to 5 years on specific varieties, just so they made sure that they were locked into their recipes.
But Moran says many local brewers have bought hops from them, and the Michigan Hop Quality Group, which has representatives from Founders and Bell's, has helped instruct them on what they're looking for.
They help us put the right processes in place to really be on top of food quality.
John Mallett is the director of operations for Bell's Brewery. He says having a local source for hops is important.
Really, we're very interested in supporting and helping to elevate the Michigan hop industry. We've seen drought in the Pacific Northwest. You know, having surety of supply, being able to spread that risk across more areas is definitely in our best interest, and we're really interested in helping to support that.
Tony Hansen of Shorts Brewery says having a local source helps them get hops faster, but it also creates a community.
The other thing that's great about it is, that relationship. It's really cool for the growers and the processors to go hang out where that beer is being made.
But for now, the place that Michigan hops have found their home is in the beers of smaller breweries. Ben Slocum is one of the co-founders of Beards Brewery in Petoskey. He says they've used local hops in several of their beers.
So when it comes to ingredients, we get actually quite a few local hops. From here, we just work with my local hops with their Michigan Copper, which is a very unique strain to the area. We get some hops from Washington because unfortunately there are specific strains you have to go there for. Same with Australia and New Zealand. But we're sourcing everything we can from Michigan.
As the Michigan hop industry continues to expand, growers are hopeful it will become an essential part of Michigan breweries. But one thing is for sure. All sectors of the industry take a special pleasure in cracking a Michigan beer made with Michigan hops.
That was Ben Thorpe. I'm sure no beverages were drank in the making of that piece.
Not at all.